Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 191 of Moogle Go On Radio. We're back! Maybe saying that will make sure that the curse of Windows doesn't affect us again. But we're back! We're back, Paul. We're back, we're sick.
We're back, and we're both fucking ill.
Yeah. I've gone through two packets of Suvas, 3 litres of water, and an exploding phone. It's been the day.
Not controlled to the illness. It's just the exploding phone, you know.
Yeah, I actually want. I want to know if the phone is what caused me to go ill. I know that sounds weird, but the battery leaks gases, and I wonder if the gases of what I've inhaled the gases, and that's what made me ill.
I'd feel like that would morally cause cancer than just a regular common cold, because I feel like they've had.
We'll find out.
Micrometric waves. We'll find out. That sounds so bad. Let me go get a biopsy real quick. Like, what? Wait a minute. I've had a biopsy, and I can tell you this, it's not fun. They take pieces of you.
Like
you never get them back.
Okay.
Yeah, a little bit like boo. But yes, I am back. The reason I'm ill is because I went travelling. Which is pretty good, because I went travelling to go to a theatre, where today we are talking with some guests about more theatre. So, could you say that I went out on research for this?
Unintentional research, because I didn't tell you.
You didn't tell me. I had no idea who the guests were. I thought they were different guests that were just coming into the Discord. I'm like, okay, so this program is one person. It's going to be another person. Yeah. Nah, it's all three of them today.
Yeah.
If you do hear us cough or anything, I'm slow with hitting the mute button.
Well, as we're talking about, we should introduce our guests. They're the wonderful folk over the Met Gala. The Met Gala, sorry. I keep saying Met Gala. I'm completely wrong. I'm sorry. The Met Gala. They will be doing a presentation of the Hairspray musical. We've got the lovely
presentation.
Juicy.
It's a show.
Show.
It's a show.
Show. We've got the show.
Not presentation. We're not in a board meeting. I know you go to board meetings a lot with Yoshi P and stuff, you know, can't we? This man, this is a show. This is entertainment, not a board meeting to find out if the stocks are up.
But yeah, we've got the lovely Juicy on. Hey, Juicy.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. We've got Kami, or what was it? Is he called
Kemchi? Kemchi. I saw in the notes this morning.
Hey everybody, it's Kami. Thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you. And we've got Toast.
So last year's fiscal reports are indicating that the Moogle go-around stocks are up. We're doing very well, very exciting, and a musical is just what everybody needs to increase overall revenue.
I mean, you're not wrong. We hit 1K this year. We hit 1K followers this year, and then we're at 1,150. Oh. So. You know, they have got. Oh, you yeah. are not wrong with those.
Congratulations!
Thank you. Yeah, and we hit 8 years, so you know.
That's exciting. Wow. Sorry, it's a musical, not a presentation. My mistake.
Yeah. Nobody wants a musical episode of us. Nobody. Nobody wants us to do a musical. No.
I mean, a lot of people are still waiting for the chili wrap, and a lot of people have been asking for it.
And it's I also still have to do the. I still have to do the cooking video as well at some point. I know I have to do that. So I have to make a cooking video. It's annoying because I keep getting inspiration and then like not doing it the next day because I get the inspiration at like 2 a.m. at night. I'm like, I want to do it. No, and then realize, no, I'm going to go to sleep.
That's cooking the best inspiration. Fun.
Then I wake up and I'm like, what was it again?
2 a.m. cooking stream. Let's go.
No, Chili doesn't sleep as it is. If he did that, then he definitely doesn't sleep. It'll just prove our point. I shared a hotel with him when we went to FanFest, and he's like, yeah, Paul, you can count for me that I was asleep. Bro, I was asleep before you. Every time I looked over, you were there looking at your phone. How could I be your witness?
Look, Gacha's games don't grind themselves, okay?
That's true. You were just asleep.
You get that grind on.
So, you know.
But very no. Cool. Well, thank you for having us.
Thank you. Before we get into the Q&A and the interview and stuff like that, I do want to bring up a little bit of news. I know that some data information about the payments I didn't update because it was changed today, but I can't seem to find it in the news. But no, there was some issues with people's payments not going through in certain regions.
Mm.
And
using a Visa debit card, yeah.
Yeah. But it seems that they've started to look into it and hopefully they plan to fix it in the future, which is kind of funny being the fact that it was, you know, fixed before all this happened in the first place. That, you know, them changing things is what broke it. Yeah, most of SEA. Yeah, and also some people in North America also had issues.
I don't know about Europe. People lived in the sea. The mermaids are real.
You should try it sometime.
Yeah. I don't know what SEA is. Is that like Seattle?
Southeast Asia.
Oh
yeah.
Yeah, I didn't do geography in school.
That's all good.
I all I saw was sea, and I'm like, people live in the sea. Damn.
But yeah, no. Yes, I heard some a lot of people. Vibes. Anyone's thoughts on this?
It's a bummer.
Yeah.
It's
I pay through Steam, so I don't know.
I have a Mastercard.
I wasn't personally affected because I pay through Steam. But it sounds like they got on top of it pretty quick, which is good.
Mm.
Yeah.
It does suck that it's a huge a problem that's affecting people's ability to be able to, you know, renew their subscription and play the game, but thankfully, there's enough workarounds, I think, for most people to remain relatively unaffected.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had to find my debit card then for a second, so I thought I lost it.
It is for both the expansion. Some people are actually getting some issues with their payments with the expansion, but also for monthly payments. Mainly monthly payments, but I've heard some people had some issues with the expansion pack as well. Or that they were told that there might be issues when they get shipped or something like that.
Did they get refunded, I think?
There are a few, that were allegedly cancelled. That's shocking.
Yeah.
Oh, you're freaking me out now. I gotta go check that mine didn't get cancelled now. I didn't even check that.
Yeah.
Yeah, just, it should be an email or something about it.
Ooh, okay. I haven't ordered it yet, so I'm happy.
But that's nowhere near as many people. Yeah, your expansion is through Morgan, through PSN, they'll be fine. It's those who bought it through the Square Enix store more than anything, probably. If you bought it from Steam or from PSN, there's a huge chance there's no issue.
Thank God.
Yeah. I know everyone used to hate on Steam, but it looks like Steam is winning when it comes to 14 now. I know everyone used to hate on it back in the day.
Oh, well, I didn't mind Steam. I think it was great. But my account's been around since the Realm Reborn beta, so I'm stuck on the EU account network. And I actually bought a copy of Final Fantasy on Steam so I could log into my account through the Steam launcher. But they pushed an update maybe 3 or 4 years ago. I can't even do that anymore.
Oh no.
Is that the one where they actually ties to your Steam account now as well?
Yeah, so you can't use the Steam launcher to play the EU accounts and stuff.
It has to be that Steam account.
That's
really annoying. They didn't have to do that. That's all right.
Welcome to a lot of things they do with the launcher. They didn't have to do that. I'm talking about you, new launcher, that I don't like still.
I didn't have to do that. You could summarize so much with that.
Like this podcast. I mean...
True, they didn't have to do that.
But here we are.
But we did for 8 years.
That's still really exciting.
And the last thing before we go to the interview. European has now getting a new data center. So congratulations, you've got your own Dynamis, which you already had with Chaos, but still you've got another Dynamis. You've got Dynamis 2.
Why? We're already so split. We're already so split. Why?
A cloud server or something, is it?
It just says that they open into. We're monitoring the number of logins to determine the opening date of the Shadow Data Center World, which will be announced at a later date, which they just announced here by saying that. You can't announce something, but not we're announcing it later, everyone. By the way, here is all the details of the thing that we're announcing. And also, they've announced the date. It says that it's being added on Tuesday, the 7th of May. So the date that they announce later is in the message down below.
So it's a third data center for European or for Europe. Yeah.
I'm guessing the reason they're doing this is to hopefully get a lot more people that can play the new expansion and not be in like a 2 to 3 hour queue.
Yeah, for sure.
So I guess, yeah, that is good.
I mean, just looking at the world status for the European data centers, there's only 2 data centers and 2 of the worlds in there you can't make new characters on. So, I mean, that sounds pretty full to me, just looking at it from the from an outside perspective. So I wouldn't be surprised that, you know, they're setting up a third data center for when Dawn Trail drops and we have an inevitable influx of returning players and new as well.
I have heard that basically everyone just goes to Light anyway. I'm weird and I play on North American servers. So, yeah.
Traitor!
Look,
sorry, what? Sorry, what was that?
Look, I'm Dawn so old in back. That. Look, I'm so old in this game that European servers didn't actually exist, so that's why I play on North American servers. You'll remember that because you were in the Realm of Bombay. I remember the original servers.
I remember those days.
Yeah.
I have a character on Behemoth.
Yeah, my first character was Ultros, and then I moved over to Gilgamesh. So.
Yeah, wow. Yeah.
What can I say? I got a house. Weird. I'm not leaving.
did it for the house.
Like, I don't, I can have the worst ping possible, but I have a house.
Yeah, fuck you, homeless people. I have a house.
The miracle of property.
I may have high ping.
The only way I could ever afford a house.
I might not be able to do mechanics of the fight or see a mechanic in a fight, but what can I say?
I have a house.
Got property.
I'm on probably the ladder.
I mean, but
being a Lalafell, it's more like a foot. Being a Lalafell, it's less of a ladder and more like, I don't know.
A footstool?
Yeah. Oh, one of those little, you know, those, foot, you know, those like, yeah, 3 foot, yeah, the little 3 steps.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, the little mini ladders, the steps.
Yeah, little mini ladders. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. I actually I utilize one of those probably like 12 times a day, actually.
Oh. So does my household. Not me, because I'm a tall fuck, so I'm just like,
no. I'm like 165 centimeters, all right? I'm sure.
I would say, what's that in freedom units? But I don't even know what the hell freedom units is.
Freedom units.
Oh, okay.
So I work with, I don't work, but. I talk to a lot of Americans. So like,
we're talking American feet? Okay.
So oh, just feet.
Let me Google that for
I'm
you.
I'm like 5'6" or 5'5", something like that.
Oh, same size as my mom.
165 centimeters is 5'4".
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm in denial. I'm sorry.
Hey, don't worry.
I'm in denial that I'm that tall.
Don't worry. Oh. I'm 5'5", so I'm only about
chilly short.
Yeah. No, people get confused when they see pictures of me and I look taller than I am. Like, no, I'm really short.
Yeah. That's about right. 5'5". Had to clarify the numbers on Google.
Size measurements.
I mean, it all depends on the shoes you're wearing, right? And that sometimes you'd be...
Just my. I'm about 5'11".
But anyway, we're not here to talk about heights, even though I'm sure everyone in chat is really excited to work out who's everyone's height is. Like,
you're right.
That's the podcast now. You use that in day-to-day basis when you're doing a show about a musical. So, you know, you've got to measure stuff costumes and stuff.
Yeah, that is true.
But unfortunately, that doesn't happen in the Weaver selection of the, you don't actually measure people. But
Oh, that'd be so cool if they gave like, even if it didn't do anything, but just like an animation where you could, yeah. Imagine if there was like job specific animations for crafters, and one of them is just your character brings out a little tape measure and then it measures. It doesn't do anything. It's just an emote that you can use.
To measure things. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but in my head, I just have a Lalafell getting on one of those step stools, like trying to like make a Viera stuff. And then there's like, okay. And then just get out, it's like large. Very large ladder, like, okay, let's stop there for a while trying to get up there. Oh, fuck no. Oh, no. They're fucked when Fem Hrothgar's come out. Oh, God, when Hrothgar's come out, they're like, oh, I think I need a bigger ladder.
You need more than a ladder. Blimey.
You need multiple ladders. Yeah, you drop it. You have a ladder climb up the scaffold, and then you have one on each part of the ladder, so that they can hold it, keep it steady. Like,
this reminds me of the Cinderella thing where the animals and mouse is helping build the dress. That's Lala Fells on any tool rate.
We getting that ODM gear from Attack on Titan now.
Bring the legs
way up.
More sequins. Oh God! How do we turn from height to that?
So we're here to talk about the height of entertainment in Final Fantasy 14. That's right.
There we go.
What a musical. What a twist.
Yeah. Well, that's one thing. I know I'm going to say it later, but that's one great thing about stuff like this is because, well, now we started having the events come back, but for veteran players, most of the people have done those events. They're not, there's nothing really new in a lot of these events. I'm sure the Mogtown event will have something, but for a lot of them, it's a lot of stuff that veteran players already have. So player content created stuff like this is really great for people to do something in game without it being the game. Yeah, I mean, it's something that players have created and are having fun with, it not being something that Square Enix themselves have made.
Self-made content.
Yes, it's self-made fun, which makes it last longer. Yeah, you can only grind times to so much. It's why you're such inspiration, people that make entertainment and musicals and plays and stuff like that in Fantasy 14, or just RP events in general. It's just impressive the amount of creative talent and skill you bring to the online world. I can't praise you enough.
Thank you. Seriously. Juice is the real mastermind, though.
Juice is the heart and soul.
I couldn't have done it with everyone else. it's the community that makes it happen.
And on that note, let's start asking some questions, if that's okay.
I was about to fire say away. Joke. I was about to say Juices is the brain juices of the organization. Get it?
You're not wrong, though.
You're not wrong.
The amount of preparation and stuff.
It's the drugs. I'm so sorry. I'm not like this. It's the drugs I'm on.
That's what they all say.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what I said to the cops when I came back.
All right. Fire away. So what do you got for us?
Okay. We'll go in order. Juicy, what inspired you to get into performing on Fantasy 14?
So I guess I love singing as a hobby. Sometimes for fun, I make my own covers and I don't share them publicly, but I just do it for fun. And occasionally on Final Fantasy 14, I host karaoke nights every month. So I guess what inspired me was the community that showed up to our events, the people who showed love for singing and share the same interest as I do. I guess they inspired me and gave me the idea to try and pull off a musical production within Final Fantasy 14. Yeah.
Kami.
For me, I've been a performer my entire life, and only found Final Fantasy 14 in March last year. And just the same as Juice, I run some occasional karaoke events. When Juice mentioned that this was the idea he had, I kind of just knew I wanted to be involved. Because I'm really interested in performance spaces that are a little bit, I guess, unique in a sense. So reinventing how we view performances in that manner. So that's, I guess, my motivation as to why I like to perform in FF.
And finally, Toast.
I thought it'd be funny.
what a true answer right there. That's what'd be funny.
Nah, look, I actually got asked a similar question on a panel at DreamHack Melbourne recently. He's like, what do you like about creating content in Final Fantasy? And I said, I like to push boundaries of what's possible within the game. And I saw that this is a chance to try and break the mold a little bit, so to speak, in terms of, I guess, production and events and content within Final Fantasy 14. I was incredibly hesitant at first, because I think anyone would be. If you are part of a musical and you have to sing lines and you've never really sung in front of an audience before, but I'm just excited to give it a go. And Juice is just, I think Juice's passion won me over, to be completely honest, and his excitement for the project. Yeah.
This is just a love story on itself. Like, shit, woo!
Titania Silva says Juice karaoke venues are a sight and a half too. You know what? With all these karaoke's, I kind of want to attend one. I can't sing, but I kind of want to attend one at some point. So I'm gonna have to try and work out which one you're gonna do when you do it next. And I'm gonna be there
in the corner with a juice box.
Now, you can come over.
Is there one tonight? Usually every Friday, right?
I'm not sure if there is one this evening. I've got one that I'm organizing soon. With Cross Data Center Travel, you guys can totally come along.
Hell yeah.
I mean, if I'm having to sing, I'm not this week because I can barely talk as it is. Also been ill. So
I'm on rest week because of Hairspray next week. No singing for me this weekend.
One tonight, but it's in sea time, so it's pretty late for Oceania. Okay. Also, but I thank you for joining us. Time zones are strange. So it's strange for us to not be in the future for once. Like, we normally have a lot of North American guests. So
yeah, she's fucking right.
So it feels weird for us to be talking to someone ahead of us for once. Like,
yes.
Talking
through time.
They don't sound like us Americans. You see the accent? It's different. Yeah.
It's completely different.
The accent is quite different.
I'm not from Australia. I'm not from New Zealand. I'm from fucking UK.
Okay.
I don't know what my voice is so fucking out there. Not good for me.
Okay, I know technically you've answered some of this already, but if you want to go into more detail about this, but any history of acting or music production, we'll go back in order with Juicy first.
Acting? No, not really. Unless you count like the drama classes I took in high school.
That counts.
It's good stuff.
But for music production, I've been involved with of course my own personal projects, as well as like the Glee Club I used to be part of in university. We used to have shows every year, and I was involved with making the backing tracks and all. So everything I've done, I applied the knowledge that I got from that experience to what I've been doing for Hairspray, like making the backing tracks and just recording background vocals and all that stuff. Yeah, that's my experience with music production.
Kami.
So I've been a touring musician for quite a few years, but I also studied audio engineering. For acting experience, I've been in quite a few short films growing up. So I kind of have a massive musical and acting background. So this is like the craziest and coolest thing I've ever done in my life. And I humble brag to everybody about doing an FF musical and have to explain what that is. But yeah, so like, you know, I'm the same, like, you know, drama clubs in schools. It doesn't help that I'm a drama teacher now. Like, that's my profession. So I like eat, sleep and breathe drama and acting. So that's my background.
And Toast.
Yeah, look, I sing in the shower sometimes.
Come on, man.
or on the car on my way to work. I've never really sung publicly before, so this has definitely been a challenge for me. But in terms of acting, I used to do extracurricular drama when I was in high school, put on performances and stuff for people. so I have a little bit of experience with acting and plays and stuff. But you know, for the most part, I think I'm fairly inexperienced compared to Juice and Kami. I'm just happy to be here, you know.
Oh, for real, you are becoming my spirit animal at this rate.
My man. So I'm definitely a lot less experienced than these guys, but they've been absolutely amazing in terms of, you know, helping organize things and explaining concepts and demonstrating, I guess, like, you know, positioning and performances and stuff. Like, I have a little bit of experience I've been able to apply from my high school days, but like, everything has just been an interesting learning experience.
And you know what they say, you can't really learn anything unless you throw yourself into it. So you've got to try it to learn it. So, you know.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. You've got to throw yourself into it.
That's it. And that's why I'm playing Edna.
a whole learning experience.
Okay. So, Pharmacy 14 allows you to do all different things of housing and, you know, you've got gardening and all that lot and all your different emotes. But what are your thoughts on the features in Pharmacy 14 that allows user-created content? And how would you improve it in the future? Is there anything you would like to see? And of course, yeah, we'll continue with, yeah, Juicy Kami Toast, if that's okay.
So I think one of the reasons why Final Fantasy 14 is so popular and successful is because, like, the abundance of tools that it offers players, like housing and glam and all that stuff, emotes. It allows them to, like, be creative and create their own content. For example, our own musical Hairspray, but there's also, like, glam competitions. I host one called the Met Gala, Toast hosts one called Blitz Glam. There's also, like, nightclubs and stuff I'm sure you guys have seen on FF. And, yeah, there's just so much you can do, so many ways players can create their own content within this game. And how, I guess, you can improve it. Honestly, I don't really know how you can improve what's already in the game. It's just so good. I don't know how to answer that, actually. You can move on to Kami.
Look, I kind of agree. Like, there's so much already on offer, and I quite enjoy, like, really immersing myself in the different communities across all the data centers. So, like, I have an account on every data center. Just because I like to go look at housing, and, like, I'm always loving how people are getting, like, basically reinventing the wheel. And like, it's just so fascinating to see how every data center does things differently as well. But look, if I could go into Yoshi P's office and make two adjustments right now, I would want more glamour plates, please, and hats for Vieiras, please.
Give me
hats, please. I just want to be able to put a pretty hat on my pretty bun and be done with it, please. That's all I want.
Dream.
That's all I want.
Sign her up for the community manager of Oceania. Come on, make it happen.
I'll lobby the Yoshi P. I think I watched FanFest, and that's, like, I was sitting there, like, just in my Discord, like, call with my friends, being like, if they don't announce hats of Vieiras, like, I'm done.
What we pointed out, though, our reaction to it, is the fact that not only have they not announced hats, but the Viper outfit, which has a hood, doesn't have a hood
I have to be a Viper. I have to be a Viper without a hood. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Get the Yoha hood out.
Yeah, it's okay.
It will work because it's Ninja and they're sharing Ninja, aren't they?
You can use the Yoha hood of scouting, but it's just not the same.
We'll make it work. Double die channels, I'll make it work. I'll figure it out.
What do Vieiras do? We adapt.
Overcome and conquer. We'll be there.
Yeah, Minus, they still have not fixed that yet, it seems. Even though that's one of the things they should have really focused on with the graphical update. Screw the flowers moving when you walk past them. That's very pretty and nice, but give us hats.
Yeah, give hats, please.
It's a simple request. Just cut some ear holes, please.
Or just even squash, let it clip.
Just squash
them. Fine.
Yeah, just squash your ears.
Squash the ears.
Squash or clip, either way.
Yeah.
Look, my ears are the floppy ears, and mine have already been crushed. I've been trying to put hats on this entire time.
But squash the ears.
On. Should be right.
Squash the ears, and then, like, in 2 years' time, we can do the, you know, hashtag free the ears.
Free the ears. Oh. I think that's been running since Viera were released.
Free the ears.
Yeah, I mean, if I could improve anything, definitely I'd go for hats too. Yeah. I also play a Viera. It's a big struggle trying to make glamours work when you run a glamour competition. You can't wear hats. It's a big struggle.
See, these are my people. I need to go over to Yoshiana. That's why I need to go.
Hey, you're always welcome. No, but like, aside from hats, Final Fantasy XIV is literally limitless in terms of the things that you can do and the kind of events that you can create. You know, we've got endless customizability with fashion, much more than any other MMO, I think, in many respects. We have housing, which is practically readily available for everyone. You know, you could get an apartment for 500k, you get an island sanctuary for free at level 90, you get free company rooms and stuff. That's easily accessible. And you can customize them any which way you want. It's absolutely bonkers what we can get away with. And I absolutely love the creativity and the effort that people put into designing things. Like our stages for Hairspray are all set up in FC apartments, like rooms in the FC, in an FC house. And Juice has just gone absolutely crazy with decorating them. And they look so good and so realistic. But I definitely think there could be improvements in the housing design and UI in terms of how we are able to place these designs and stuff. Because, dare I say, sometimes a little bit of black magic could be involved in getting that perfect look. If we don't need that black magic to get the perfect look, then I think that would be a major improvement for housing, for sure.
You're talking about ghost furniture?
No idea what you're talking about.
No, that black magic.
Black magic. See no evil, speak no evil.
I guess that is true.
Yeah? But I honestly think, like, you know, housing could seriously be improved or expanded upon in terms of what's available to people to do and use without having to glitch furniture using the inventory thingy. That's so hard to do, to float furniture. My God.
I think for me, as like a housing enthusiast, one of the coolest things to see is how people can like combine a bunch of furnitures to create something that's not even in the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. Like, people can make cars inside houses. People can even make a stand.
Yeah, a train. That's what I saw on Twitter.
Yeah,
I think. Someone made a train. I was like, what the
fuck?
I've seen someone do an apartment that had like a TV with like an Xbox, and like it was all really cool.
That's incredible.
It wasn't anything like that really, but I went into a house that had two pictures of Nanamo on the wall. But I don't know how they did it exactly, but if you moved in a certain angle, the pictures were like overlapped. Like, you know, the two photo frames were overlapped over each other. And if you went in at a certain angle, Rawbon's face would appear there.
Like, that's amazing.
I think that might be your sleep deprived eyes.
it was a Rawbon jump scare.
Was this during a world tournament, Chili? Were not sleeping.
Like, I was just walking past and I was like, oh god, where did this Rawbon come from? I'm not complaining, but where did it?
There's already so much for like that users can create within Final Fantasy XIV, and it's just so amazing the extent and the depth and the breadth of everything available to us. But I definitely think a couple improvements could be made with like design UIs so that we can get slightly more interesting combinations. Because it's already, like Juice was saying, and Kami, the way that people combine furniture into whole new things is just unbelievable. And to make that more easier and more accessible for more people, I think would be a huge boon to the game itself.
Especially for console players.
Yeah, 100% for console players. Yeah, definitely.
I don't even want to think what house designing looks like on console, actually. Like,
well,
I already have a hard time designing my venues. Like,
well, if you
want to
look
think.
At my house was designed on controller. So, yeah.
Like, ooh, the resident controller PlayStation player here. So, yeah. Chilly, how hard was it to...
it wasn't too bad, but, you know, enough about my house. No, by the way, before we move on...
By the way, he has two houses, so don't, like, we've got to give him shit. We've got to give him shit, come on.
Yeah, I do have two houses. Like, I bought a medium on all shows.
Why do we give people shit for having multiple houses?
No, I just like giving them shit for mobile houses.
Because that's someone, look, that's someone else's house that they could have.
No, okay. Don't say that's a lot of money. This man walks into money. Okay.
Yeah.
I can't say anything because I have an apartment and two houses.
Like I have said though that basically I had a medium on Ultros, and then some friends made characters one night on Aether because we're all having a laugh. It was one of the Christmas specials of Moogle Ground. And then I kind of just walked into a house by accident on Aether. And I've said, because it's a small one on Aether and a medium on Ultros. And I've always said that if I somehow get a medium on Aether, I'll get rid of my medium on Ultros so that other people can have it. But I don't want to give away my medium until I can get a medium replacement. That's my own. So until
how,
I can get another
how competitive? How competitive is the housing lottery for you guys?
It's kind of competitive. If you want medium and large, it's pretty competitive. But if you want a small, it's not that bad. If you're willing to get a small instead of bigger, then yeah, you're not gonna have an issue.
I only had an issue when I bought my large.
Yeah.
When I bought my large, I had to fight people for that one. But my medium was easy.
Letters.
I got mine before the lottery. Yeah. I got mine before the lottery. So.
Oh, see, I've only been playing since March last year, so I had to fight through the lottery.
Now, I've told this story many times, but what happened for me was I was like logging in before work, saw like 100 people like stood outside the house. Well, not 100, but like there's like a half a dozen or whatever. Outside the house. And they were like clicking on the plaque trying to get the house. I'm like, because I work from home anyway, so, you know. And I'm like, you know, I really don't care about the house that much. I went up, clicked it once, didn't get it. I'm like, I don't care that much. I already got a medium. Came on during lunch break. I'm like, wait, there's nobody outside the house. Maybe someone bought it. I wonder who bought it. So I rushed over to see who bought it, clicked it, and it said, would you like to purchase the house? Yes. You purchased the house. And then some people just send me angry DMs because they'd gone to the toilet. They're like, we've been clicking for 3 hours and I just went to the toilet or I just went and get a sandwich and you stole the house from me. I'm like,
that's
gaming for you.
Yeah. my large house, there was 25 other people in the lottery. So I just got very lucky and I very much love where my house is. Like, I don't think I'll ever move
it. I mean, our FC large house, right? There was 7 people in the lorry, but 5 of them were us. So.
Oh.
That's all right.
Yeah.
And I won it. And I don't win shit. It was great.
Won.
I'm not even part of that FC no more.
I'm not either. So I've left.
Oh. Oh, well.
But I got my house and then got some, because it was a 50-50 between me and this other person. When I won it, they sent me some big gamer talk.
and then I
was like, okay. But hey, they're going to be blocked. Well, they are blocked now. New block system. I ain't going to even see them.
That's it. I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be such an improvement to safety.
I like the one they're doing with the housing because I think that's going to help the nightclubs a lot better.
Yeah, big time.
So,
yes,
I think that's going to be pretty
cool. That's a whole other kettle of fish for safety issues.
Yeah.
It's also something we've been thinking about for our production as well when we decided whether we wanted people to come and watch or not.
But obviously, as you said, that you're doing the apartments in like the FC rooms or some of the. That might be hard for like getting a lot of people in there and watching.
Yeah.
They're not very
it's going to be pretty tricky.
I can't wait for the, you know, the video and hopefully not very late live stream. No, I don't that much. And I don't have a job, so I'll probably be watching.
Oh yeah. It's gonna be late, don't you worry.
Nice and late, yay.
Nice and late. Oh, say nice less. And early then.
Say less, I'm still watching the basketball that time. It's fine.
I don't think it's gonna be that late from what I checked from the times, maybe. Maybe I'm just bad at times. Which is also true.
Right, I'm bad at times. That's all right. Suppose we should move on.
Yeah, we should move on to the next question because we try to be about an hour, but you know how it is when you're talking about content. It
an hour
sometimes
or two, you know,
discussions,
especially housing.
Yeah. With the performance being based on Hairspray, what led to this choice, and were there any other musicals in the running for choice?
Ooh, that's a juicy question.
Go juicy.
So Hairspray, like, it holds like a special place in my heart. I think it's probably, if not my favorite musical of all time, which is kind of why I decided to choose that as the musical that I wanted to produce and direct on Final Fantasy XIV. It's like, it's also one of the most, like, there's so much material online available for everyone to look at, like, and reference when it comes to, like, planning outfits and stage designs and even coming up with the script. You can, like, watch the movie or watch the live adaptation. I've also seen, like, the musical in person in Sydney last year. So I guess just having all that experience and familiarity with it kind of reinforced my confidence in the idea of directing this musical. And I'm so grateful for the cast that agreed to join me on this journey. And yeah, it's always been like a daydream of mine to stage a musical in Final Fantasy XIV. And for other musicals, I was probably thinking of Grease. And I'm still thinking of Grease.
Grease Lightning. But... Grease Lightning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Only if the main character played by Lalafell. I feel like that's gonna be a thing.
Oh. There are a few Lalafells in our production. You'll have you'll have to come and see.
I'm pitching it now.
I'm just thinking like the main character's the Lalafell, but the rest of them are like cues and shit. Sorry.
The rest of them are her off cars.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, Greece would be a lot of fun for sure. Get the regalia out and do some skits somewhere.
I can already picture it. Yeah.
Yeah, me too. I can picture the glams and the sets. Oh.
There we go, everyone. Early preview of a future musical right here. Moogle Garab exclusive.
Grease, or what was the other one you were talking about doing, Juice?
So it was Grease, Rocky Horror Picture Show, and Mamma Mia.
It's some great choices.
Yeah.
I've
always wanted to go see Rocky Horror live. That's my dream. I want to see that live.
Yo, you might be able to in Final Fantasy.
Yep.
So again, there's a lineup for a few years right there.
Yeah, there we go. We've just announced all the future
content.
Yeah. No, seriously, I've always wanted to go see that live, but it's one of those shows where I've heard it's better to go with friends. So I kind of want to make sure I've got some friends to go watch it with. But the case is, I'm always on my own, so that's the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
So I guess we can move on from that.
I actually went to go see a musical last weekend. I went to go see Jekyll and Hyde, the musical.
Oh,
wow. Nice.
My friend was in it. It was a very amateur thing, but it was very good to watch. And then they wanted me to do pantomimes. And I'm like, why do you want me to do pantomimes? Because I think you'd make a very good drag. And I went... I know I'm sassy and I can be very... very dramatic, because that's my entire thing in my household, is I'm a drama queen. Say less. I get one scratch and I feel like I'm dying. Yeah. Yeah, no, that was quite fun. So, you know, I would like to see, you know, would you like to do some Jekyll, Classic musicals, or are we going with kind of? They're all very classic.
Yo, you know,
very classic. But
we'll tackle Phantom.
Phantom.
Oh, that's a good one.
The Phantom, Sound of Music. Oh.
Oh, that's
my favorite. Oh, I love Sound of Music. That's my favorite.
Oh,
that's
Wicked.
A good one.
Imagine Wicked.
Wicked.
Say less. Nice. Come on. Les Misérables. I almost fucked up trying to say that. Sorry. You know, British and French. They don't really work.
That's a good one.
Les Mis.
There's so many good options.
So
yo, look, Drees, I'm not going to be opposed if you turn around and say you want to do Mean Girls. Please.
Okay.
Oh, brother.
This is a dynasty, I'm feeling. This is a dynasty series coming up.
I'm just having all these ideas just popping into my head now.
I don't know why, but I just picture like the Mean Girls poster, but like the plastics are all Vieiras. They're all buns.
Oh. I was going to say buns, but I was thinking her off girls.
I like the work.
Ooh. Oh, you know what can be done with her off girls?
We wear fur on Wednesdays.
Could even do cats. Yeah.
I was going to say cats.
Yes, cats. Cats.
Oh, yo. Look, I'd go her off girl for cats, to be honest.
You can do that, but only if you have like some like non like just some characters with like the cat ears and stuff like that in the background, just thinking that they're supposed to be there as like have that as like an
easy we don't want to hear that newer shit cats, the old cats, the OG cats.
Put some Hughes in the background with the Tamamo headbands on.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go watch.
Like, not in focus, game. Like just in the background somewhere. Like, yeah.
I can hear. I can audibly hear in my head. Juice's brain just ticking. Thinking.
Yeah.
I thought I was saying typing, like or like writing down stuff. He's like, oh.
He's just penning the ideas down. He's like, yes. He's like, all right.
They got the quill out and everything. They're like,
a frost girl.
I don't know why I said quill.
This was secretly just a board meeting.
Oh.
That's not a podcast.
Alright. If you do a Monty Python musical, I'm in. 300%.
Laugh at Brian, you know?
His name was Brian.
Can love Monty Python.
Oh, then that's a good one. Heck.
Is that the musical with the song, a song that goes like this?
What's this?
The title, the song that goes like this is what the title is called. Mm. It's like, once in every show, there comes a song like this. It starts off something low and ends up... Is that the musical?
Ooh.
Once in Python?
One of them.
Oh, okay.
I think it might be the Meaning of Life.
Maybe.
Like, actually properly look into the musical.
There are so many good songs from the Monty Python universe.
Oh, do you know my favorite song from a child? This is quite religious, but it was Joseph and the Technicolor Dreamcoat.
Oh, wow.
Oh my gosh, I did that production like 4 times as a kid.
I loved
I also did like Annie a couple times.
Oh, Annie. And Oliver Twist.
Spamalot. It's called Spamalot. Yeah.
Oh, Spamalot, yeah. That's so good.
See, I'm hoping to see these in the future, you know. I'm keeping a record. I've got a good memory.
Oh boy.
Let's see some productions.
I'm hoping to see more in the future, whether by us or by someone else in the community who's inspired by what we've done. Yeah.
Good.
Mm.
Got it.
And I'm sure people will be inspired by what you've done. Moving on to the next question, I guess. talking about stuff like that, though, how many weeks of practice does something of this scale take? Like from the housing to the dance routines to the, because you've got live music as well, right? Like how long does something like this take?
So the live music is played through our Discord stream. So we sing live, but we play the music through our stream on Discord. And then I just play that through the Twitch stream. For rehearsals, we started, I guess in February. I can't remember exactly. It's been 3 months, but we've had a rehearsal every week on Monday, at like 8 p.m. AST. And we just go through like the script, the positionals for the songs, and our last three rehearsals, we started playing around with glamour. And for the stage designs, I've just been making them, updating them as we go. And people just have been adapting to the stages with what they've already been doing in terms of like acting and the script and stuff like that. I think
taking it all for a long time.
Yeah,
it's all worth it.
And when's the official date for the actual show? Like, what's your deadline?
It's next weekend, isn't it?
Yeah, next weekend.
Next weekend.
There's two shows, one on May the 11th, Saturday, and May the 12th, Sunday. Because we wanted to, I mean, all this practice and prep for like one show, that's kind of a waste. So we wanted to do it more than once, yeah.
Which will be 8 p.m. AST and 7 p.m. AST. That's something that's 11 a.m. BST. And 10 a.m. Oh. BST.
Oh, 10.
Fucking 11 a.m. You think I'm awake? Fuck. I have to wake up early.
Please go give them a follow on Twitch to see it live. So when you're not doing performances, what other content do you like to do inside Final Fantasy 14?
Or just in general.
Do you want to answer this one, Toast?
I mean, sure. We've touched on it briefly already. Juice helps run the Met Gala, a monthly glamour competition that is just on par with the Met Gala. It's incredible the amount of time, effort, and production that they put into that event. I also run my own kind of glamour competition, which is more akin to like a seasonal game show called Blitz Glam, where people have a time limit to create a glamour that they haven't... like of a theme that they haven't heard until the event itself. So it's like a surprise theme and they go run off and put the glamour together.
Gosh, and that sounds so good.
it's pretty good. Yeah. And we wrap it up with like semifinals and grand finals after about 8 weeks of competing. And then the winners, grand finalists get like an engraved medal and trophies and stuff.
Do you have this on YouTube? Is that edited
down
so I can watch like a TV series?
All my VODs are on my Twitch channel at the moment. I do want to get them across to YouTube eventually, but I've been very, very slack with doing that.
You're kind of doing a production of Hairspray, helping with that, you know?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm helping with Hairspray and I have all my own stream stuff as well. Like, recently I was on a panel at DreamHack talking about content within Final Fantasy 14, go figure. Yeah, I've also run events like Who Wants to Be a Gillionaire, which is like a millionaire hot seat parody within Final Fantasy 14, which is good fun. So I had like, we had the stage all set up in game. We had people sitting in the hot seat and questions on stream and pressing the buttons on my stream deck to play the sounds and stuff. So, you know, we do a lot of different kinds of like production events and stuff. Like the three of us, I think, separately do lots of things, and we work together as well quite a bit, which is really good. You know, I know Kami does like karaoke nights with Juice or with her own things as well. And so there's just a lot of community event stuff and production effort that we put into different things that we do. Tactic.
Ooh, sorry, I just went for a light jog. I needed to grab my phone charger. I know for me, when I am doing content, at the moment I've been on a bit of a hiatus. I like to cover like crafting stuff. I'm really passionate about crafting, which is strange. But I have my own venue within Final Fantasy 14, which I intend on using solely for community events. So I've run a couple glamour competitions in there. I've had karaoke events. I've just got like a couple other things, I guess, on the back burner. But predominantly, if you see my bun, the Kami Machina, running around. 9 times out of 10, I'm glamour chasing, crafting, gathering, or I'm stalking the market boards. It's one or the other.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I focus more on
Do you teach crafting classes?
I actually do want to make a video series to introduce people on how to get into crafting, because a lot of people find it really daunting.
Please.
So I'm like a in my little FC, I'm like the supplier. So like people want furniture made for their houses, they come to me.
Oh, you're like the drug dealer. Ingredients. Oh,
I'm the dealer.
She's
like
the don.
Honestly, unofficially, I'm like the sugar mama and the like the mom of the FC. So
what everyone needs in an FC.
I'm the raid food supplier. I do it all. I work very hard, but I love it. The community is amazing. It makes it all worth it. But yeah, that is something that's been on my mind, is like making easy crafting guides for people, because it can be quite scary.
Also, whoever said yes has like that's literally every single casual person ever plays Final Fantasy or watches the show. It's like,
I don't know. Look, I have about 2,500 hours in the game, and I swear 2,000 of them is crafting. I just love it. It's just great.
I don't know what my 11K hours are. I don't know what I've been doing.
I am at the moment. I'm on the grind for the firmament stuff at the moment. So. I want all the titles. So
I'm working on my chilly about that one. He's a shade of the firmament.
I am. Yeah, I got the same title from. I got the same title by fishing, like a crazy person. So
he was sitting there on the stream, just fishing, going crazy. It was great. The best highest peak content that we ever did. And guess what? Fishing. I wasn't a part of it. Do you know what I was doing? I was watching the playoffs of the NBA.
Oh my god!
Yeah, people were just coming in and watching over time and watching me stream fishing. What was it? I think I streamed for 38 hours in a row. Just sat here fishing.
No, 39 hours if I remember correctly. That
was, I've just sat here streaming 39 hours in the same spot fishing with macros.
Yeah, I wish I could have grinded. Like I should have streamed my like master culinary and title grind, but. That would have just been people watching me make table salt for hours.
Table salt.
The easiest recipe, okay? Big brain.
I mean, that's more fun than me going, okay, macro. Okay, real hook. Okay, macro. Okay,
were
fish.
You
okay,
weather
macro.
Events,
no, there's...
For me, it was just press two buttons and then the craft is done and then do it again. Two buttons and the craft is done.
Boom, my craft is now done.
No, yes. It wasn't the fact that I was chasing weather. It was the fact that certain fish between certain times give more points. So I can't remember the exact time enough to... Sorry. I can't remember the exact time off the top of my head, but I think it was something like you had to get double hook and then the timer was between 6 and 10 seconds. And if the fish lasted... If the fish lasted more than 10 seconds before you got the double hook, it wasn't the right fish. So you had to calculate between 6 and 10 each time you...
my past relationships, I'm not going to lie.
I mean, I press it up to based on what potential fish it was when I was trying to catch a legendary. It's so frustrating.
But, like, I actually can't get over, like... I mean, I don't know how crazy it is in other servers. Like, I know there's somebody who got featured on, like, some FF pages, and he's like really into fishing and he makes guides and stuff.
Oh, yes, I know who you're talking about. Fruity Snacks?
Yeah, Fruity Snacks. I actually did, it is the guy with the aquarium. I did not realize how big the fishing community was in Final Fantasy.
That shit fucking big.
So there is like a renowned group of people that I see in the Novice Network, they're mentors. And there is one guy in there who has caught every fish in the game. So the second that somebody says in the Novice Network, like, oh, like I've done content, what do I do? And he's like fishing, and he's like giving like a full in-depth guide of, if you go to this exact coordinate at this exact time and use this exact bait, you'll catch this exact fish. Like, it's amazing. Just insane, but like I love it, and that's what I love about Final Fantasy. There's always a community for different things, and it could be like really obscure.
Yeah, there's a niche in this like community for anything.
Yeah, exactly.
I haven't found my personal niche, and I'm just like, I just sit here.
See, I'm like nestling myself in as many communities as I can because I just love it. Like, I love being in the community and like I quite like getting into like the venue community, like going to different RP venues and like checking that all out. Like it is like, and like
I can't do that because I'm very dyslexic, so all mine is just like fucking gibberish. You don't have to
go and talk. You can like just go and watch. Like there was a really good venue that we've actually just lost here in Materia. Like they've just closed down. And they were called Opulence. And it was just like a high class nightclub, and we had like live bard bands, and like it was just really well done. Like they had a full restaurant RP, like it was amazing, really well done. But they have just closed because the owner just wants to take a break. But like everyone's cool. Like, I can't stress enough checking that out.
Is that time where a lot of players are taking breaks because obviously you've got two more months till Dawn Trail.
Mm.
So a lot of people are like, okay, I'm gonna go play other games, or I'm gonna go deal with life. That's what I've been trying to do. And that just I'm not taking the break.
I can't take a break because I haven't finished the main story yet. But
I just unlocked the expert, and that was it.
So like I don't know what it is. I have really bad short term memory. And I wanna remember the story because like I sobbed so hard at the end of Endwalker. It was New Year's Eve. I was at home, and I was just sobbing. And then like a week later, I had forgotten how it ended. Was
she
like
your entire family that is watching you like sob repeatedly?
Yeah, look, I did. I walked out of my like my gaming room and like made a coffee, and my mom was like, "Are you okay?"
Grabbed the ice cream,
and I was like, "No, I'm not okay. I'm fine. I'm not okay." But yeah, so like my plan is like I've planned it out strategically week by week of how much I need to cover, so that I'm finishing the story the week Dawn Trail drops. So.
Do you know what I call that? I call that making another character and doing the story again.
No. It took me 9.5 months to finish.
I've done that 7 times already. So.
You're crazy. That's insanity.
And I play on like 3 of them now consistently. One of them has retired, mm-hmm. which was the character that we made on that Christmas celebration. Just because I feel bad for the name, because it kind of feels like I'm being very sexist or like so the name of the character, I made it like a kind of RP, it had like a whole lore and shit. It's called Lovable mm-hmm. Boobable of the Boobable Clan what? Of Tavern.
Oh my gosh,
yeah. So it was just ephemero, chill, you know. I didn't do anything bad, I can say that. I, you know, didn't do anything bad. It was just the name.
I have one alt that runs around Materia. That I've been like leveling because I just was curious to see how people progress through MSQ on White Mage. I was just very curious. So I made an alt. It's a little Lalafell. Its name is Small Kami. So
can we change it from Kemshi? Can I like pay that?
I'm gonna go home. I'm gonna make a Makode alt and its name's gonna be Kimchi.
I've got to
make a logo. I'm gonna make an alternate logo because my logo is like all icy and stuff because like I'm a husky. So I'm gonna go home and make an opposite now that's like all fiery. It's gonna be Kimchi Carnage.
Yes, Kimchi Carnage. I love that.
Oh, that's amazing! Thank you so much for that. Actually,
you're welcome. Don't worry. I was collaborating with a friend of mine. We were doing Baldur's Gate 3.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so someone I think it was someone on the stream called me a Lovecraftian Viera because I am part Viera /Kraken.
Okay.
I play a game called League of Legends, and my favorite character on that is Alawi, the Kraken priestess.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And so she was like my favorite, and so I thought I'll just mix the two. And then that happened, and then someone on their stream called me a fucking octopus, and I'm like, what the fuck, man?
Okay, let's look. Watch okay, out. Somebody when I think when I debuted, somebody asked me if I was a chihuahua. I was like, I'm not a chihuahua.
Okay. Everyone still thinks I'm a geese a wolf, right? Or a duck. Everyone
I keeps do. Thinking I quite often.
Don't forget about everyone geese.
Everyone keeps asking if I'm a geese or a duck. No, I'm a seagull. I'm a seagull.
I actually wondered why you had a seagull tag on stream. I was like, is that? That's amazing, actually.
I love the little seagull artwork. It's hilarious.
Thank you.
The sea cloud. Oh. Yeah, it's the sea cloud.
Yeah, my character is just called Daddy Chili. He's a little Lalafell on Aoife.
Daddy Chili.
Yeah.
Daddy Chili. Yeah.
Yeah,
why you changed your name to that?
It was Hey It's Curry, right? Because Hey It's Curry, he used to come into our chat all the time. He used to call me Daddy all the time. Every time he was in our chat, he would call me Daddy or Zaddy. So I'm like, okay, if you keep calling me Daddy, like, I will change my name to Daddy if you, like, I can't remember. I think I said, like, gift, like, 2 subs or whatever. I'll change it to Daddy. Oh. And it did. I'm like, yeah, sure. Okay, fine. Like, just enough for to actually pay the name change.
Very low amount. I would have been like, you know, give me 10 subs.
Come on.
Changing my name to Daddy, that's kind of...
But yeah, but ever since then, it's been really funny in some... Like, it's been awkward in some scenes, but then it's also really funny when, like, Fancred just turns around and says, oh, Daddy. And I'm a little Lalafell going, hi.
It's funny.
Hey, Hangman, you're cooking some ideas. I might change my name to Mummy so Estinian calls me that.
Yeah. I would recommend it.
Dang.
Oh, jeez. There's only one person for my heart, and I hope... haven't completed the story yet, but I need him. My favourite character got killed off at, like, a run reborn, and I was so upset. I don't know why I still play the game, because other character has actually been...
Oh, no.
It was Moonbreeder. Moonbreeder was my favourite. Yeah. And then in Endwalker, when RJ sees... I was like... Fuck, that got me. That got me more than actual like Endwalker like ending. Yeah. I was like, fuck.
I cried in that scene too. It's such a powerful moment. Oh my god.
I know it sounds weird, but the sandwich quest is the one that nearly broke me.
The sandwich quest?
Yeah, the sandwich quest.
That's a good quest as well, the sandwich quest.
Yeah, I'm blanking on the sandwich quest.
It's a side quest that you don't have to do in Charlemagne.
That'd be why.
spoilers. I mean, it's old. It's quite old now. But Papalimo's granddad, or is it dad or granddad? I can't remember. Papalimo's dad. Papalimo's dad is just sat there and asks you to go get him a sandwich, and then he talks about his son.
That shit goes to fuck you, man.
Yeah, how much he misses his son and stuff, like.
Man,
like, why
to survive?
Yeah,
man, why are the really bad characters that survive?
Yeah, like Estinian.
Bro,
I'm sorry.
Excuse me.
Whoa.
Okay.
I
hope you've got life insurance.
Current Estinian isn't bad. I didn't mind Heaven's War Destinian that much. I didn't mind. He was in Stormblood, right?
Yeah. I hate. The second I laid eyes on him, I was like, that's my man.
I think it was Shadowbringers where I hated him. Like, I think it was Shadowbringers where I disliked him because he just kept popping up at certain places to do something and then just disappearing again, but no actual dialogue or any. During the Black Rose stuff,
he was just an ominous boy.
Right. Yeah, but it just felt like I like him now because he's part of the plot and he's got a character. But when he was just like, "I am here now, and now I leave. I am here now, and now I leave." Great. Can we get some character plot? Oh. That would be nice.
Look.
It wasn't him that I hated. It was just how he was used
every day to starting the Estinian Appreciation Club in Materia.
I mean, we already have one in our. I'm going to get so much poop. Vicky is a huge fan of Estinian as well. Like, she is a lovely individual on the part of our community, and she loves Estinian. So I'm probably going to get a lot of poop for saying what I just did. So I'm sorry, Vicky.
Yeah, you've done it now. You've stirred the pot now.
Yeah. I stirred the pot with his spear. And I mean his dragoon spear, by the way. Anyone's questioning this? I mean his dragoon spear. Nothing else. Get your mind out of the pants. The guy.
Mind out of the gutter, Chili, but now you're just telling them to go to the pants.
Yeah. So,
how do we get onto this topic? Did we run out of questions?
No. I think there's a couple of questions left, but what do we enjoy in Final Fantasy 14? And clearly, it's Astinian.
Astinian. I haven't gotten to the fabled scene that everybody tells me about yet.
Okay.
All I know is I've been told that I need to be streaming when that happens because I'm probably going to die. I'm going to get a nosebleed. It's going to happen.
I guess rename yourself to Mommy before that scene.
Oh, yo, my FC is going to give me so much.
Mama Carnage. Let's go.
Mama Carnage. Yo, Mommy Machino. I might do that for a stream, but then everyone's going to be like, what is that? It's going to be so weird.
That's all right. It's just
worth it. We can skip one question because we learned that you don't really use macros. I'm like, I know a long time ago a lot of people would use macros for shows, but yeah, from what you said earlier, you're not actually using them, which is interesting.
Yeah, well, we haven't got much of a need to use macros because we're voicing it. You know, we're not automating the script by using a macro to push it into the game because we're voicing it. Because it's being streamed live, right? So there's no need for us to have the chat up on the screen while we're talking because no one will be present to watch in person. It'll all be through the stream. Sorry, Juice, you sound like you're going to say something.
Instead of macros... Sorry.
No, carry on.
Instead of macros, we usually just place like the emotes on our hotbar, and as we voice act, we just like click on it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I know for certain plays, they would use like timed macros so that way they can like make it easier to, you know, if someone has one line and then the next person have another line, it was easier for them to time the emotes closer together.
Yeah, some of them weren't voice acted. They were just
They weren't voice acted at all.
You
actually had to look at chat to actually know what was going on.
Yeah, so I think by having it voiced, you can focus more on what's happening on the screen. And we don't have to rely on timers and macros. We can be more flexible and less robotic.
That's awesome.
Don't want a wooden performer. Like some actors out there.
Yeah.
Well, more real. I mean, it depends. You know, I want to see Soul.
Are you playing Mokujin from Tekken? Like, that is an actual training dummy. That wants to be played wooden.
Bring back Mokujin.
Yeah. I'll buy the new Tekken if they add Mokujin. there was a lady Mokujin as well. I can't remember what her name, but then they had a lady variant.
Mokujin.
But yeah, bring back Mokujin.
Yeah. Oh, So it means we can be more like flexible in terms of responsiveness to different situations, etc. So I think it'll be valuable.
Okay. So before we wrap up, I think we've answered one of the questions already from all the other stuff we talked about. But Shan, can you not in the Twitch chat asked, what are all your favorite parts of the whole hairspray process? Again, big shout to Shan. Oh, can you not?
That's a great question.
My favorite part.
Now you got them thinking. Now they're gonna be silent for a good 2 minutes.
Go on, Juice. What's your favorite part, mate?
My favorite part is just. It's like meeting up with everyone every week, you know, on the night of the rehearsal. It's just something I look forward to. It's a necessary thing to have for us, but also it's fun. And I've laughed so many times during rehearsals. It's definitely the highlight of the process for me, the rehearsals every Monday.
For me, it has been just like watching the growth of the show and the growth of each person. Like I remember our first rehearsal, like everyone was really shy and everyone was really nervous. And now we're like saying our lines, you know, like the fabled Aetherite Plaza after midnight. Like there's so many things that like initially we would always be the like, giggling as we're so shy about saying, and like I know I certainly have some lines that are very sus. But just like how everybody comes together, we all just have a good time, there's no judgment, everybody's just super chill, and like it makes me so proud of everybody. I have like a bit of a happy cry at the end every time because I'm so proud of everybody. It's just amazing.
It's really good. We've it's certainly been a lot of fun, and there are a few lines we've had to change because of just how awkward it can be for some people.
Look, we had to specifically change the word daddy out of the show because I wasn't comfortable calling my friend Harry daddy.
Yeah.
I was like, I can't do it. I can't. Dad. It's just dad now.
Because
I was not comfortable one, like, because I could picture his face every time I said it, and I was like, and also he's a Lalafell. So it just felt very unusual.
I didn't. Is it me?
No.
So, like, if you look at our little cast picture there, Harry is the Lalafell in the gold suit.
Is he the one with the mustache?
Yeah, he's playing Wilbur. Yes.
He's playing Wilbur.
It's good. That's funny. He's so good.
Sorry.
Yeah. No, that's okay. I was just gonna say he's playing Wilbur. I'm playing Edna. So I'm this tall Vieira and he's a Lalafell. Am I doing You're Timeless to Me as like a duet? So there's this very strange dynamic as this little Lalafell's chasing a Vieira around. It's quite fun to be able to do that duet with him. It's hilarious. We have such a good laugh about it all the time. But one of my favorite things
about that performance is a highlight.
I'm excited to see how everyone else reacts to it. It's going to be so good. It's definitely a highlight. I'm really excited about the opportunity I've had to try and mix in like Final Fantasy references in place of like the real world references that Hairspray uses. So like referencing different characters, like on one of the lines where Edna's singing away in You're Timeless to Me, she's referencing like real musicians and stuff. So I swapped them out for like Final Fantasy characters. So one of the lines is like the chubby checker's got brass and someone else has got gas. And I swapped it out for like the Moogles got brass because little Moogles have trumpets, you know?
Yeah.
And then I think the second part of that ended up being Masayoshi's got gas. So you know, we're referencing like Final Fantasy characters and people.
Yoshi P's not really a character, but yeah.
Well, I mean, I said Masayoshi is like the musician, Soken, who worked on a lot of the music. So, you know, we're having a bit of a fourth wall break there and just having fun, like mixing things up a bit, you know.
That's good.
Yeah, it's really cool to see how many different references I can slip in and see if people notice them.
I would rather not be like a carbon copy, but be something that you guys kind of make into your own. That's why I like about a lot of different types of casts, because I like it that they can put an edge onto a already existing story type thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We've made a lot of those changes throughout the script for the show.
This is where Stream is finding out that I'm really into fucking musicals, and this is really bad because I don't really want. I've kept this hidden for a very long time.
Oh, exposed. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, we've done a lot to really make it our own and adjust, because there's limitations within Final Fantasy on character design and such, and we've made adjustments to make it something that's unique and fun and our own and still conveys, you know, a part of the message.
Actually, by the way, fucking piano and the saxophone, thank you, Wobbsy. No, I am Yoshi P. Fuck you.
Technically, it's the Wandering Minstrel, right? So, you know.
No, immersion. True. That's just the Wandering Minstrel, actually.
Oh, yeah,
Wandering
Minstrel, actually.
Yeah.
It's going to break my immersion.
Yeah. And also, you know, maybe they'll add him as a trial at one point. Like, who knows?
the final boss of the game.
For anyone that doesn't know, there was a limited fight in Fantasy 15. There was a limited time hunt. I don't know if it ever actually got released, but it was added to like certain, showcase shows where you can play Fantasy 15, where they added the CEO of Square Enix as a boss fight.
Oh, I remember hearing about that.
Yeah.
That's so cool. What the heck?
So, you know, it's not our question in the future that the DLC Yoshi P.
Yoshi P is final, like the when they finish making expansions and they're done, it's Yoshi P at the very end.
I don't know why I'm thinking a very like Sword Art Online aspect to this.
I only accept this if we get Foxclon in the Zodiac Heidelin outfit as like the door boss. That's the door boss.
Oh boy. Hectic. there's so much fun we can have with it, and we are having with it in terms of, you know, making adjustments for the script and like glamour design and character design, and I think overall we've just really been enjoying them. It's just been great, so much fun.
And like we're all creative people, so like you put a bunch of creatives together and it just blossoms into something more than what it originally would have been. So like, you know, like we've really pushed Hairspray as much as physically possible. Like I can't even stress it. It's so crazy.
And with that, we're starting to wrap up this podcast and the interview. But before we wrap up, do you mind telling people, you know, all the details about your show and where they can watch it and times and stuff like that? I know we've technically said a little bit here and there, but you know, just overall, if anyone skipped to the end, they've got all this.
Yes. So Hairspray will be on twitch.tv/juicymg. There'll be two shows, one on May the 11th at 8 p.m. AEST, which should be, I think you said 11 p.m. BST? And
11 a.m.
May the 12th. 11 a.m. BST. And then May the 12th, Sunday at 7 p.m. AEST, which is 10 a.m. BST. Right.
Please convert to local time zones. And if I'm wrong, please just Google those original AEST times because those are the right ones.
Yep. And there will be live singing, live voice acting, some in-game emotes and stages and glams. And it'll be lots of fun.
And the giveaways. Plug in the giveaways.
Oh, yes. There will be giveaways. So on the Saturday show, there will be a Pinky identification key giveaway, as well as $50 Australian mock station credit for the person to choose whatever they want on the mock station. And then on Sunday, there's going to be another $50 Australian mock station credit giveaway. Oh, and currently on Twitter, there's a Night Pegasus giveaway. Yeah.
So yeah, you've got all different ways to participate and entering, you know, even if you don't win the prize, you win the prize of being at the show, which is a big enough prize as it is, really, in my opinion, because it sounds like you put a lot of time and effort into this, which, you know, please go give them a follow on Twitter. They're wonderful. But yeah, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
It's been a lot of fun.
Thank you so much for inviting us. Yeah, it means a lot that this project has reached beyond Materia DC and OC.
Yeah, we've got a cast from literally all over the world, and it's really exciting that we're able to reach all over the world. It's exciting.
God, that's got to fuck with their time zones.
Yeah, I mean, they're doing well.
We have Americans, so they're like putting in the hours to come to rehearsals every Monday. So like, thankful for all the work everybody's put in.
Yeah.
Paul, we raid at 1:30 a.m. in the morning. Like, this is much more important than what we do. And, you know, I'm sure that they're willing to arrive at this. Yeah.
Yeah, but chilly, so, I don't fucking work. I'm a cripple. I get to sleep during the day. I'm, they're probably like, they got works and like families. Like, that's dedication. That's what I like to say.
But seriously, I'm really looking forward to the show. I'm going to make sure I join the Discord so I can watch it live. And make sure you also follow him on Twitter, follow him on Twitch, and of course, join the Discord so you can watch it live. On, damn it, you just said the dates and I've forgotten them, my brain.
11th and the 12th.
The 11th and the 12th of May, next weekend. And also remember to enter the chance to win a Night Pegasus Whistle. The next show, I don't know what we're talking about exactly for Moogle Go Round. because the media tour stuff is happening. And we've got there's a live there as well next episode, around the next time we do an episode, because we do episodes every 2 weeks. So I don't know what's happening in the next episode, but I want to eventually start talking about job changes sooner rather than later, because, you know, there's a lot of job changes coming up
with
Dawn Trail. But at this point, it's probably going to be after all the media tour stuff, so we'll know everything anyway. But we can complain.
Yeah.
We can use it to complain. Just remember, the details that will be announced during the media tour will not be the finalized details. So even though we might be able to complain, some things may change between the media tour and full release. Like, I remember, I think it was Red Mage during, I can't remember if it was Stormblood, where for some reason the media tour bar showed that the res was 5 minutes for a recast. And everyone thought that Red Mage had been nerfed and it had a 5 minute recast. No, it was just a bug. It wasn't a 5 minute recast. So,
No, you said, did you say Shadowbringers or Stormblood?
Stormblood.
Well, that's when it came out. So it couldn't have changed.
Oh, yeah, Shadowbringers. Shadowbringers, right? Yeah. They thought the Red Mage recast was 5 minutes in Shadowbringers, but it wasn't. I've been drinking this entire time. Water, by the way. Just want to make sure that's cleared.
Good.
I'm drinking
stay hydrated.
Pepsi, not sponsored, but...
Well, my throat is really sore still, so I've been like trying to. While you guys have been talking, I've been like guzzling water, and like. So thank you, everyone, thank you to everyone that's joined us this week. We'll be back in 2 weeks again. I'm not sure exactly what we're going to talk about, but we'll be back in 2 weeks. Thank you to our wonderful guests. Go make sure you check out their Twitter, their socials, and their Twitch. All
you
of them, they're all lovely. Yeah, have you got any shout-outs before we go?
You guys got any shout-outs?
Shout-outs?
Yeah.
Shout-out to Jews.
Oh.
Yeah, shout-out to Jews.
Oh, yeah, my
he's been doing
God.
Such a good job. absolutely incredible.
The heart and soul of Hairspray. He's put in so much work. Literally, Juice has pulled all-nighters, taken annual leave from work.
You know the same. Wait, you took annual leave?
He took leave.
Now you have to go see it. You guys
he
have
took leave
to
from work, pulled an all-nighter, and got some awesome stuff done.
So, look, if anybody deserves the praise, it's Jesus. 100%.
I just want to give a shout-out to everyone that's on the cast, even those that aren't here with us today. You guys have made it, made this vision become a reality, and I'm so grateful.
And seriously, thank you for joining us today. It's been a lot of fun learning about this stuff and chatting with you. So thank you for giving us your time.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you guys.
Yeah. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you for calling in as you're at work.
It's all right. It's nice and quiet this morning.
That's good.
Great.
I hope you guys get better soon.
Yeah, I'm sure better soon. Take care of yourselves.
And on that note, thank you all for joining us.
A lot of people on this podcast know that we don't take care of ourselves because we'll either chilling tomorrow and streaming, or me on Saturday with streaming.
But yeah, thank you all for joining us. We'll be back in 2 weeks with the next episode of the podcast. Remember, I stream Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Paul streams Saturday, Sunday, Monday. So please look forward to that. Please join us in 2 weeks when we talk about Final Fantasy 14 stuff. I don't know what yet. We'll talk about something. See you all next time. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Very well.
Thank you. See ya.